approach to the White House, and we are going to deliver a message.
Hello, I'm David Whetstone, host of We the People, and you're listening to WPFW Washington.
Greetings, good people. You are listening to A Gay Old Time, the House That Wanda Built 2025 edition.
I am awesome, Rita.
And I'm Daffo, and we are going to have a gay old time. We are part of the Inside Out Collective, one of the only shows of its kind on terrestrial radio. The Inside Out Collective illuminates and celebrates the rich diversity that is the LGBTQIA+ experience. We are proud to be a part of the legacy of cutting edge public affairs programming on WPFW, home of Jazz and Justice Radio. Inside Out airs every Monday at 6 p.m. on 89.3 FM and WPFWFM.org. Yo, this is a special episode of A Gay Old Time. It's the last day of Pride Month, and that means it's our special programming honoring Black lesbian activist Wanda Alston with the House That Wanda Built. What up, Awesome?
What's up? What's up? Yes, greetings and salutations, beautiful people, per usual. You know, happy motivating Monday, all of that good things. And yeah, happy last day of Pride Month to all the wonderful LGBTQ plus A plus family. Always get, I don't know, I get that part, that last part. A little tongue twisted.
It's a mouthful.
It's a lot. It is. You know, I'm learning. You know, we made it to another year celebrating our gayness and just plain old proud to be Y-O-U. You, okay? Look, however you choosing to show up to the world, please be free and be proud, okay? Like, celebrate yourself. And as usual, you know, I love just being back on the air with you, my friend. Grateful to be here, like just to honor Wanda Alston and her legacy. I have personal and professional, you know, experiences with the Wanda Alston Foundation. So I'm really, 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 really happy to be a part of this tribute. Again, we're going to keep it, as always, respectful and engaging, you know? So how you doing? What's up?
You know, what's up? I am good, homie. I feel good. I feel like I look good, you know? And of course, it's always a pleasure to share this airspace with you, my good girlfriend, and our listeners on WPFW Washington. So I, too, am happy to be a part of keeping this legacy of the House That Wanda Built alive on WPFW. It's a whole honor, okay? So we hope you enjoy all of the programming and gain something positive from it. We aim to pour gasoline on the fire lit inside of all of our listeners for the advancement of justice, equality, and community building. So today we're talking about Wanda Alston and have a special guest from the Wanda Alston Housing Program. So stay tuned. We got some good stuff coming for you. A little bit of information about Wanda. So Wanda played a pivotal role in establishing and leading the DC Mayor's Office of LGBTQ plus Affairs and was a beloved friend of the creator of the Inside Out Collective, Sheila Alexander Reed, who also held the title of Director of the DC Mayor's Office of LGBTQ plus Affairs. So that's amazing. Sheila Alexander Reed also is the creator of Women in the Life. I don't know if you're a old school gay like myself, you know about Women in the Life. That was one of the first.
I totally remember.
Yes. Yes, that was one of the first parties I used to go to, Women in the Life. So shout out to that foundation. They're still doing things. I think they have parties every now and again, but like for Pride and stuff like that. It's not like every first Friday and all of that good stuff, but they have a foundation. There's a nonprofit. They're still in the works doing the good deeds for the LGBTQIA plus community. So Wanda had a fiery personality. She did not back down. She was a leader in the movement for equality including the fight for domestic partnership rights. Yo, it's very, very important. Did you know that Bayard Rustin had to adopt his partner in order to get legal rights, like after they passed? Like, it was a whole thing that he had to straight up adopt him like a child, because there were no laws on the books that would give same-sex loving people maybe power of attorney, or, you know, give them power to deal with their partner's business affairs after their passing. Normally the family would just come in and just take over and just do things that the person who passed would really not like to have had done. So shout out to working for the fight for domestic partnership rights. And shout out to gay marriage. You know what I mean? So that's very important. Did you know that, Austin?
You know, so Bayard is my dude. I feel like I knew that. I know his story from Brother Outsider. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, from that was the first documementary. But then now, you know, it's an actual Bayard Rustin, the movie, right? So I do kind of recall that. I know that he had a lot of barriers, and he was just so bold with his, like, just, oh my gosh, amazingly bold with just who he is, you know, just living his life. But that's very interesting, and I can believe it, you know, because we didn't have any rights, you know, especially, first of all, he's Black, he's gay, you know, like, shout out to him, though. Shout out to him, always.
Absolutely, and, you know, it's wild, like, you know, people learn about Bayard Rustin, but they don't know unless you dig deep. But nowadays, you don't have to dig so deep. But before recent times, you had to dig deep to know that that man was a part of the LGBTQ community. Like, it was really erased from his legacy and from what was shown to everybody in the, you know, in the education scene, in the film scene, and when you're learning about the civil rights movement, it wasn't mentioned that he was family. You know what I'm saying? He was LGBTQ. So shout out to shining a light on the realness of people. And yeah, don't dim that man's light. You know, he was extraordinary at what he did. And he was also a part of the community. Okay. Yeah. So give that man his props and give that whole man his props. But yes, speaking of Wanda Austin, in 2001, she was featured on the Kojo and Dumbi show as a special assistant to Mayor Anthony Williams, spotlighting the issue of domestic partnership and more. So Wanda worked with a bunch of heavy hitters in DC history. Mayor Anthony Williams, I know she worked with Fenty, and a lot of other heavy hitters in the DC government. And shout out to creating a whole mayor's office for the LGBTQ affairs. Like, you did that. You straight up did that, a whole office. She said, we need to be heard and we need to be paid attention to, and we need this office.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend, if you can, you know, once you go to the Wanda Austin Foundation website.org, please look into the when she was on the Koji Namdi show. It's actually on there on the website. So please, like, if you can, take a listen to it. It was very, very interesting to hear her actually speak. I would say maybe a couple of years old when I found out about Wanda Austin. And I'm so upset that I didn't, like, more of her legacy is not in the news or is not in the know. Mm-hmm. I didn't know anything about Wanda Austin until I started working in the community and working in the youth housing programs. And that's when I found out about Wanda Austin. But she has been, the foundation has been around, since 2008? So in 2028, they're actually going to be approaching their 20 year.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. They've been in existence right now for 17 years. Wow. 17 years. Yeah.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Right? Yeah. And speaking of the interview that she did on the Kojo Ndamdi show, it might be a part of the house that won the bill. So you might have heard it already, or you might hear it coming up. But if you don't hear it on the house that won the bill, this special day of programming, definitely, like Awesome said, check out the website. Yeah. We about to head to our musical break, Awesome. Let's get some grooves, man. What's going on?
Yeah. Let's get some grooves on in. Yeah. Let's do it. In honor of, you know, Pride Month, it's still being Pride Month. We're going to keep it flowing with a little house music, right? So our first musical feature is from Ally Us. Y'all remember this? Follow me. Follow me. Follow me. Yeah. Let's hit it. Yeah.
Let's hit it.
Back to the house that Wanda built 2025. I am Awesome Rita from A Gayo Time, a part of the Inside Out Collective on 89.3 FM WPFW. And that again was Follow Me by Ally Us.
Yeah, boy. I remember, man, shout out to the docs. I remember hearing that song in the docs and folks getting their life. I was getting my life. Always got my life in the docks. I don't know why I would shut down the docks. The docks closed at 6 in the morning, okay? Why I was in the docks from like midnight to 6, who knows? But it felt good to be around gay people and in Baltimore, and shout out to house music and all of those things. You remember the docks also?
So the first thing, first of all, I've only been to the docks maybe like once or twice, right? Wow. That's the paradox in Baltimore, right?
Yeah.
Right off of the bridge, right?
Yeah.
I only went there, I think it was probably once. The person that I went with did not give me the lowdown on the dock. So I did not know what I was walking into. And at that point, I'm young. I'm trying to get my drink on. I didn't have any drinks.
What drink's that?
It was Gatorade. It was soda pops. It was juices and everything. And I was like, okay, well, where are the alcoholic beverages?
BYOB, baby. But it was also play. I feel like I heard this at the Hung Jury First Fridays with Women in the Life. Hung Jury was this little club down on in the alley near I Street, like downtown. And that was one of my first experiences with being in a gay party environment. And I would faithfully join First Fridays Women in the Life's party every month. Every month. Okay. Did you ever go to First Fridays?
Was it, you said it was downtown.
It was downtown. Like,
mm-hmm. It was like in the heart of downtown, like business, like area downtown.
Yeah, business area. It was in an alley though. You had to go down a little cut.
I don't know.
I got you.
I don't know.
I was a baby gay and I was getting my life up in that club, okay? So shout out to Follow Me.
Follow Me. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So we are going to get back into Wanda Austin. We're actually going to talk more about the Wanda Austin Foundation. Right. Again, if you do not know anything about Wanda Austin, the first place to stop is the Wanda Austin Foundation website. And that is the Wanda Austin Foundation.org. Right. You can get all of the information about this wonderful human being. So the Wanda Austin Foundation, like we said, was formed in 2008. And it was in honor of the life and legacy of course, Wanda Renita Austin, a fierce LGBTQ plus activist. I mean, a feminist and an organizer. Wanda, she dedicated her life to fighting justice, you know, never backing down. Thanks to her leadership in the LGBTQ plus community, she secured a greater representation on DC's local governing boards, like like DAFO stated, you know, she was the driving force behind the creation, what we know now as the Mayor's Office of LGBTQ plus Affairs. That would not have gone down. We would not know about that if it wasn't for Wanda Austin. So yeah, shout out to her for that, because if you are in DC, you know that that office has been a great resource to our community, right? To the LGBTQ plus community. So shout out to her. More about Wanda. She was raised in Newport News. You know, she's not a DC native, but, you know, Southern Virginia. That's where she hails from. She overcame difficult childhood with resilience and determination, of course. After high school, she joined the U.S. Air Force. Then she earned a bachelor's degree in mass communications from Norfolk State University. And then she went on to actually get her MBA from Southeastern University. Wanda is when I say she's amazing, like the obstacles that she has overcome is just really amazing. She's also faced and overcame addiction, right? Through all of this, she's a survivor. So channeling her journey into a lifelong mission to uplift others. Again, like I said, she's a trailblazer. Her trailblazing career included leadership roles at the National Organization for Women, also known as NOW, the acronym, the Human Rights Campaign, right? the John Kerry's presidential campaign. And the National Rainbow Coalition, y'all remember that? That still exists, right? And of course, the DC mayor's office, where we now have DC mayor's office of LGBTQ affairs. Her courage, her conviction, and the love for her community helped shape, like really shape, the modern LGBTQ plus movement. Today, her legacy lives on through the work of the foundation, right? Daffa, you wanna share a little bit about her awards?
Yeah, let's share some about her awards, because she was definitely worthy of winning all the awards. My goodness, what a trailblazer. So in 2019, Wanda Alston was named one of the inaugural 50 American pioneers, trailblazers, and heroes inducted into the National LGBTQ Wall of Honor within the Stonewall National Monument. Yes, 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 yes. And in 2024, Wanda received the Trusted Servant Award presented by the Transgender Health Empowerment Organization for Outstanding Service. Lastly, in 1995, she received the National Welfare Rights Union Community Award, given as the highest community service award by the Black LGBT community. And again, in 1995, she received the DC Coalition of Black Lesbians, Gay Men, and Bisexuals Community Service Award, honoring her commitment to social justice. And before 95 and 94, she got the Wellmore Cook Award, and that's the highest community service award presented at DC Black Pride. Yo, that's crazy. Like, as you can see, Wanda is an exemplary activist, feminist leader, and trailblazer. And like, just she was about the business, definitely about the business for the LGBTQ community and the youth. And her legacy is still living on to this day. So our foundation is dedicated to ensuring that the LGBTQ plus youth have access to services that improve their overall quality of life. And this is achieved through advocacy and programming. The Wanda Alston Foundation advocates for increased resources for youth while providing programs, including housing, life skills training, linkages to other social services, and capacity building assistance for other community allies. Shout out to helping other community allies figure out how they can be their best and support our LGBTQ youth. The organization provides temporary housing of up to 18 months to LGBTQ youth in need through Wanda Alston House, a transitional housing program. The organization's capacity building assistance program focuses on four key areas to improve the lives of the LGBTQ youth. So working with LGBTQ youth of color, yes, LGBTQ youth of color, understanding the transgender community, utilizing and understanding interventions and public health strategies for LGBTQ youth, and working with LGBTQ youth and their families. Shout out to all the wraparound services, you know, so they're working with the community, they're working with the youth, they're working with their families, all of the things, because ultimately, the ultimate goal is to reunite youth with their families that have been casted out or discarded or whatever. So the more unification that the Wanda Alston Foundation can help, the better. So a little bit about the Wanda Alston Foundation. It's had some transition going on recently. So June Crenshaw, director for 10 years, stepped down in April of this year. Shout out to Cesar Toledo. He's taking the reins. And a couple of years ago, on the house that Wanda built, the Fellowship Hall did an interview with June Crenshaw, and it was an honor. So shout out to June. I know she's up to big, big, big things. A boss for sure. And in addition to housing programs, they offer counseling, scholarships, and they're launching a research lab in 2026, focusing on the issues of the LGBTQ youth community. That was a mouthful, awesome, but that was a lot. Good grief. It was a good mouthful.
Wow. It was definitely very, very informative, okay? Absolutely. But no, the very interesting thing though, I was very like the fact that they are launching a research lab next year. It's like, wow, that you guys are really doing big things to make sure that, you know, the youth in the LGBTQ community like are being taken care of. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Just making sure. So I thought that was great. And again, like I said, I personally and professionally have a connection with the Wanda Austin Foundation, and I've seen it, you know, work. I've seen the program work. We actually have the guest that we have. We're going to bring on. We're going to take a quick little station break, and then a pause, rather, and then we are going to bring on and have a conversation with one of the residents, one of the youth that is actually being served by the Wanda Austin Foundation. I'm so very, 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 very happy to have her here, yes. Kennedy. But we're going to get into that in a second after the station break.
Before we go to this break, awesome, I just wanted to read some facts about LGBTQ youth and their need for support.
Yes.
And that type of support that the Wanda Austin Foundation offers. So more than half, 54% of trans and non-binary people have experienced intimate partner violence. LGB women are significantly more likely than straight women to have ever experienced intimate partner violence in their lifetime, reported by 61% of bisexual women and 44% of lesbian women. A third of men in same-sex relationships experience emotional violence, a quarter face physical violence, and 1 in 10 endure sexual violence. And LGBT people are 9 times more likely than non-LGBT people to be victims of violent hate crimes. And these are the reasons why counseling and an array of services are offered by the Wanda Austin Foundation. So, you know, it's a lot going on in the LGBTQ plus community, and support and love and care and a connection to resources are always needed. So definitely, if you want to, you know, check out the Wanda Austin, be, you know, support the foundation, support the LGBTQ youth. You know what I'm saying? Do your part. And we're just so grateful to have a whole show and have a whole day of programming dedicated to the boss that was Wanda Austin. But yeah, we could go ahead. Take us to station break, awesome, Rita.
Yeah, so this is going to be our station break. Yeah, continue to be with us. We have a whole lot, again, with our special guest who is going to be able to tell us all the ins and outs, all of the positive things about the program and why it's so important. So yes, here is our station break. We will be right back.
This is Awesome Rita from A Gay Old Time, a part of the Inside Out Collective, and you're enjoying the house that Wanda built on WPFW Washington.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Welcome back to A Gay Old Time, a part of the Inside Out Collective on the house that Wanda built 2025. And we have a special guest with us. Awesome. Go ahead and bring her on.
Yes, 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 yes. So we are going to welcome Kennedy to the show. Kennedy, yes, you have unmuted yourself. We are so very, 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 very elated to have you here to give your experience, take a time out of your day, your busy day, because you are a champion, okay? Got big things popping, of course. It wouldn't have it any other way. That's why you're at the Wanda Austin Foundation, right? You know, doing boss things. Yeah, so Kennedy, yeah, please let the people know your name. Well, I already did that. But where you are from, yeah.
My name is Kennedy McIntosh. I recently graduated high school,
Yay.
and I'm originally from New York, but I've been in DC for the past 13 years. So basically, I'm also from DC.
Absolutely.
Oh my God, I don't even know where to start. I mean, this program, Shine, LAYC, like it's been a complete game changer for me and has been the biggest factor, not only my success, but my starting grounds, if I'm being honest. Originally I got to Shine from LAYC. I was referred to by them, and I stayed with Shine. I love the staff. I love Miss, I'm sorry,
It's okay.
Massey. It's Massey, right? I gotta be making short
Yeah.
because I'll be getting nervous. I'll be mispronouncing names. You know what I'm saying? What's it called? Miss Robinson, all of the people that would like clean up and give us food and stuff. Like, you guys are absolutely amazing. And you guys are what helped me get into the Wanda Alston Foundation. And it has been a complete game changer. Like, when I moved in, I was like, oh, this thing's sweet. Like it's nice. And the staff, one of the things that because I was previously homeless, but with my family and in an emergency shelter on Kennedy Street, I believe, I kind of had a fear of shelters because, if we're being honest, the men could be creeps. And I was always scared in a way. And I felt like I had to present a certain way. But it was very hard for both me personally and also personally, but my identity as a queer person. So that, yeah, that was that. But the one thing, I came into the Wanda Alston Foundation, and my case manager, I met her, I met Miss Cookie, and I met the other ones that be working like in the office right there. And they, I wasn't scared, I felt welcome, which I feel like says a lot, especially with my past experience with housing services. But I was just so happy. And my roommate, Kendall, she is also very, 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 very amazing.
Amazing. I'm gonna
And
let me just step in right quick. No, first of all, congratulations on graduating high school. Very, very proud of you. That is a feat and a milestone. So wishing you all the best, giving you your flowers. And it just warms my heart the way you speak so kindly about the programs and the people that you have been dealing with in the programs that you have been a part of. And I love how you said, I'm getting the notion that you feel safe at the Wanda Alston Foundation. Like you and I could definitely, I worked with youth and connecting them to resources, and some of them were unhoused, and that was definitely a thing, like the lack of safety, the lack of safety over your belongings, the lack of safety over your possessions, things of that nature. So it warms my heart that you are at a place, and it warms my heart that the Wanda Alston Foundation provides such a safe space for our queer youth. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So how is it? Is it a room? Do you get like an apartment? I see you said you have a roommate. Tell us about the digs, the layout. Said it was
Oh yeah,
nice.
the it shoot. It's apartment style, so it's like There's one bathroom, a kitchen, and two rooms, but they're all kind of big. I'm not gonna lie. What's it called? The bathroom, we have a bathtub, a sink, a toilet, a large mirror. And it's wood flooring. I'm sorry, carpet is my pet peeve, but it's wood flooring, and I absolutely love that.
Yes.
The kitchen is nice, like what's it called? Got a stove, an oven, I believe, microwave, refrigerator, sink with the garbage disposal.
That's important, corners. Right? That's important.
Yeah, they're not cutting corners, you know, like sometimes, sometimes when you, I don't know, like, sometimes people can cut corners, and it's like you want people to feel at home and feel comfortable and feel like they're cared for, like not just like you just threw this together and like, here you go. Like, come on, man. So shout out to Wanda Alston Foundation for providing such a laid out pad. You know, I see you wanted to say something also. I see you.
Sorry.
No, Kennedy, the floor is yours. Okay, you are our guest. Okay.
They gave me a lot of stuff. When I tell you, they gave me so much stuff. They gave me from hair bands, nail clippers, washcloths, rags, clothing detergent, literally everything that I need to survive. They still serve. Lunch and dinner. What's it called? They have like this own little garden thing. They host events like to build the community even more and get to know them. I've got to speak with at least one other resident across from me, and she was very, very, very nice. In fact, I'm not gonna lie, I love, because I feel like it's because of the garden, but like we could be getting some cool birds that land in the little garden. It is very nice to see. And apparently,
it sounds like it's a great place for bird watching.
Yes. I'm a birder personally. I love, you know, the quarantine did it for me, okay. Quarantine did it. I'm old and the quarantine came, so we ain't had nothing to do but walk around watching birds and listening to birds. So,
and the craziest thing is like you'll get a when my alarm beeps, it's like the bird be calling every time my alarm beeps, so it's like a double alarm.
Nice.
It's the most funniest thing. I'm sorry. Let me think. What else? It's so much stuff. Oh my god! When I first came in. Case manager, she was immediately wanting to help me and put me on as many resources as possible, from counseling to housing after I leave to phone numbers, getting to know my roommate. Like when I tell you, like from Shine to Wanda Alston, they both were like so amazing. I mean, it was thanks to you guys that I could graduate high school, because it was when I moved in May, what's it called, that I moved from number 3 in my grade to number 2. So I became salutatorian.
Which was
a help from you guys, because I didn't have to worry about a roof over my head when I was doing my my school stuff. And Shine provided meals as well, so I didn't have to worry about food.
So Kennedy, now since you're actually bringing me to my next question, right? As a youth that's actually receiving the housing services from the Wanda Alston Foundation, and you kind of just shared that, right? That how it's impacting your life and helping to support your housing journey. Like you are in college. So I can only imagine that you not having to worry about where you're going to rest your head and being able to get the services that you need. Like, so just if you can just share like how it's really, really impacting, I guess your mental health, right?
Oh my God. See. I feel like it's so much good things that I feel like I'm rambling at this point. What's it
you,
called?
Again, you are the guest, okay? So this is your time to ramble, to shine.
Especially on the college side. You know, the only way I could even afford to go to college was like without room and board, the food and everything. So having somewhere to stay and somewhere where I feel comfortable, and personally what I would say is like better than one of them dorms over there. It absolutely, it changed everything up here for me. Currently, like, I've been working two jobs to pay for tuition, but now I don't have to worry about pulling out excessive loans to try and pay for that room and board. And then they still provide meals. So even if I can't get something on campus, I can get something from literally where I'm at. And when I tell you that's such, it's not only a financial burden being taken off of me, but it's such a big mental burden taken off me, because that's like, and like, this is crazy because not only does it, you know, it's helping me live, but in a way where I'm surrounded by other people like me that just adds to the mental comfort. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to feel ostracized or feel like I need to hide parts of myself because I'm just trying to get by day to day, and I can't, you know, afford to mess up. And when I tell you, it's such, okay, and a better way to put it, before Wanda Alston, I had to get therapy 2 times a week, and I've now moved down to 1 time a week. Wow. I think that's major right there.
That's amazing. No, that is amazing. And oh man, that's amazing. And did you know about Wanda Alston, or have you done some, did you know about her before you got into the program? And if not, do you know about her now that you've been into the program? And it's okay, either way, don't feel any kinds of ways. You know, it's no judgment here.
originally, no, I've never heard of her, not in schools, not even in the LAYC Center, which is like a LGBTQ safe haven for teens. What's it called? I've never heard of her once. And I did originally want to research her at first. You know, we're just going to weed that into my schedule, but yeah.
Yeah, no, I know you're busy, but no, hopefully, like, you, because you know, you came on a little earlier, but hopefully, you know, you learned something from what we said, and we could definitely send you some information about, but the namesake of your program was a whole trailblazer in the LGBTQ community, came up with the DC's Mayor's Office of LGBTQ Affairs, was just really about the business of making sure that the LGBTQ community and the young community was heard, seen, and taken care of. So, you know, shout out to the beauty of the legacy that she's leaving behind, despite being an answer, you know, despite being gone in the physical, but always here in the metaphysical, in the spiritual. She's an ancestor now, but yeah, like, it makes me feel so happy and so proud to be a part of a collective that highlights real people who are real change makers, and to be a part of a station that highlights those things. You know, it's WPFW, Jazz and Justice Radio. So we talking about all the things, all the jazz, all the justice, all of the marginalized community, the people who are left out, the people who are looked down upon. And giving them voice and giving them power and giving them access. So this is amazing. Amazing.
No, seriously, when I tell you, it was through Wanda Alston and the bits of time that I spent at shine. And even bits of parts that I spent in LAYC, it was these programs that like taught me housing is more than just a roof over your head. Yes, it's a roof over your head, but it's like having a space you feel like you deserve to be in and it being unconditional. And I feel like that was the biggest thing for me.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Absolutely. You've nailed it. You pretty much kind of, you know, I was going to ask how important it is for these spaces to exist, but you really nailed it when you shared your story, your journey. You know, it is about it being a holistic approach, right? You know, you can't just say that you're going to give anybody housing, because when you are experiencing couch surfing or homelessness, not knowing where you're going to lay your head, that's trauma in itself.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? You can't think beyond that. You can't think about getting a job. Even if you have a job, you're probably not present on the job. You know what I mean? Because you have to think about where you're going to eat, when you're going to eat, where you're going to sleep, where you're going to rest your head at. So Wanda Austin definitely, they do a holistic approach where they know the purpose and they understand the importance of the mental health, you know, providing the meals and all of these things. So
absolutely.
I'm happy for you. I'm very, yeah. very happy.
And speaking of, that segues us right into our musical break. So our next groove is You Make Me Feel Mighty Real by Sylvester. The Wanda Austin House makes their residents feel mighty real, okay?
Yeah.
About it.
Yes.
So let's check out our next groove, You Make Me Feel by Sylvester, on WPFW Inside Out Collective, A Gay Old Time on the House That Wanda Built. Let's go. And we are back. Yes, I hope y'all were dancing, moving a little bit, shimmying your shoulders. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Sylvester. You make me feel. I'm Daffo, and this is A Gay Old Time on the Inside Out Collective on the house that Wanda built, WPFW's special pride programming honoring the legacy of Wanda Alston. And we have a special guest, Kennedy, a resident of the Wanda Alston house, who is here with us. We're so grateful. She's been sharing all of the goodness in her life. And we're just honored that we're able to share space with someone who is directly impacted by the legacy and life of Wanda Alston. So welcome back, Kennedy.
Yes, welcome, welcome, welcome back. Wanda Alston, I've actually been working with Wanda Alston, and I don't work at Wanda Alston, okay? I want that to be clear, people. I do not work for the Wanda Alston Foundation. However, I do work for another organization that transitions clients to the Wanda Alston Foundation housing program. And so I've seen them come from a long way. I've seen them uptown, you know, like they recently just moved to the location that they are at right now. And when I first came in, and I would say as a case manager, I was floored. I was like, oh my gosh, these units are amazing. Like, this is awesome.
Yeah, shout out to June Crenshaw, the old executive director. She just stepped down, but shout out to June Crenshaw.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I definitely remember Miss June Crenshaw. Just her being a pillar of the community as well. In you general. Know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Right. But I'm just so very happy for all of the clients that are able to be a part of the Wanda Alston Foundation. They have extended transitional housing programs and transitional housing programs. So the extended transitional housing program, Kennedy, are you a part of the extended transitional or the regular transitional? So one is for 18 months. That's the traditional transitional, and then the extended, it really kind of depends on how old you are when you enter the program, because you could potentially stay there until you age out. So which one are you a part of?
I'm not completely sure. Originally, I was told extended, later transitional. So we're gonna see. By the way, love it.
Yeah, yeah. And so it, even from there, you could still get into like rapid rehousing, where that is essentially your own apartment, right? So the program is really about sustainability and making sure that the youth that are experiencing homelessness, and a lot of them, unfortunately, they are experiencing homelessness due to their gender expression, due to them being a part of the LGBTQ plus family. I personally know tons of youth that is the main reason why they were kicked out of their house, because they simply identify. And so this space and spaces like this exist, and they exist for a reason. Like, it is a real need.
Yeah.
For programs like this. And they are putting in and pouring in all of the funding that they get. They are, you see, you know, the clients are telling you that they are pouring it right back into the clients, where they are getting meals. They are getting everything that they need to survive. They are getting, so they don't have to worry about that. Like, all of those barriers that may come with just life in general and being an adult, they don't have to worry about that, in addition to, because, you know, they're still trying to figure out where they want to stay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's very important. I just love the whole mission vision of the Wanda Alston Foundation. I'm very, very happy to be a part of it and to be able to be a bridge, to be able to, you know, help the community transition to those programs. Like, it's amazing.
Absolutely
amazing.
Absolutely. Kennedy, tell us what you want to major in. Do you know what you're majoring in yet? Or what do you hope?
Yeah.
Let's go.
I'm doing aerospace engineering.
Smart though.
I'm trying to see if I can minor in international affairs, but aerospace engineering is my go-to.
Excellent, excellent. That's amazing. We are coming to a close, but once again, Kennedy, we are so grateful that you joined us today. We're so grateful for your progression and how you've been persistent and tenacious in reaching your goals. And, you know, because some people can't abide by the rules. Some people can't, you know, some people can't, but you are in there. You got a goal, you're focused, you're doing what you need to do. And I'm so grateful for you. And I'm so grateful for the Wanda Alston Housing Program to support wonderful LGBTQ youth like yourself. So keep keeping on, shawty. And yo, the future is bright for you. And we're so glad that you joined us to be our guest today.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much, Kennedy. Kennedy is awesome. She, like, she's really being modest. Like, she's an artist. She got a whole lot of things going on. When I say she's an artist, like, she's selling her artwork, you
Let's
know.
Go. Let's go.
Yeah. Absolutely. So she's amazing though.
Love it. Love it. Love it. So, yo, we are coming to a close of the show. This has been a wonderful show. And we thank you all for listening to A Gay Old Time on the House That Wanda Built, WPFW Special Pride Month Programming, honoring the life and legacy of Wanda Alston. Tune in every Monday at 6 p.m. for your favorite Inside Out shows. Yeah, that's all I got.
Yes, and we are out.
Out. Much love, y'all.
Thanks, Kennedy. Peace.
No problem. Thank you.
Donna Payne Hardy. So my relationship with Wanda was for many years. Wanda and I were good friends and political allies in the LGBTQ community and the LGBTQ communities of color for many years. She was director of the DC Office of Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender Affairs from the mayor's office, and I worked with the Human Rights Campaign as an associate director of diversity. What was it like working with her? Oh boy, Wanda inspired me because I was new to DC and she asked me to be in the DC Pride Parade. I had about 5 conversations with her about this being a risk for me. I was not out. I didn't want to be seen on TV. She continued to invite me to the meetings and I came. About 2 weeks before the event, she asked me again, and I said, nope, not walking in the parade. And she said to me, one day you will, because we need you. You'll understand. I thought about that a lot, a whole year. And the next year, with her continuing to include me on other events and everything, I eventually said yes. She was an excellent debater, and eventually you found yourself believing her vision. That's how it was working with her. She never gave up. When did I realize she was a badass activist? Oh, from the moment I met her and the talking about political events and what was happening, I knew who she was, a leader. She was usually the only woman of color in the room at top meetings. Working with her was like having access to a force that would make room for you to speak and be heard. She didn't let people intimidate her. Once there was a meeting that I was not included in for LGBTQ rights, I got a call from her and she said, I need you to come to this meeting. And I said, What's going on? And she said, you belong here. She was very direct, and I ran to the meeting. And I never run to any meeting. I realized the planning was happening for LGBTQ people, but the room